Okay, we're on chapter 14, verse 20. Okay, it says, even to a friend a poor person hates, or poor person hates his friend. And lovers of rich people are many. So, of course, the question is why is the poor person hated by a friend? If it's a friend, then why is he hated? And two, lovers of the rich are many. That's a fact. Okay, that's a true fact. But why is he telling me that? Okay. And the question was, well, how they related, the two sides. The two sides are related because we're comparing the poor and the rich. The poor are hated, and the rich are loved. Okay? The thing is that there is a certain psychological contagion that you feel contagious. In other words, like, for instance, if you hang around the rich person, you feel somehow it's going to rub off, you see? And the poor person, like, there's a fear. It's like it's something that is looked down upon. A poor person is looked down upon. And so the thing is that there's a certain non-acceptance. Like, I'm afraid it's going to happen to me. It's either I'm afraid it's going to happen to me, or I have, if I am poor myself, then I have, then I see my terrible qualities in him. I see how he looks, and he's so broken. So I see, I don't want to see that, because then I see it in myself, so I hate him, so I don't have to see it in myself if I'm poor. If I'm wealthy, I don't want to have a poor friend because it's like I'm afraid it's going to happen to me. I'm aware that things can happen to people. I'm afraid it's going to happen to me, so therefore I don't hang around with him. So it depends who the person is. If he's a poor person that's a friend, so then he doesn't want to see him because he identifies with him. So he sees how it looks, and he doesn't want to see it in himself. And if it's a wealthy person that's a friend of the poor, so then he's afraid that could happen to him.
Rabbi,
talking about the person that hates and the person that loves. They're talking about them, how they look at the poor person or the wealthy person. The question is, what is the subject? In every relationship, there are certain fantasies. In other words, there's a realistic relationship with people, and there's a fantasy, an incorrect view of a relationship. And here it's giving examples of an incorrect view of the relationships. Of two types. Verse 21. He who mocks his friend is a sinner. And he who is gracious to the poor is praiseworthy.
Wow.
Okay? So what are the questions? Hey, the first question is, it says sinner and praiseworthy. It doesn't really say a consequence. We always say that Mishlei is supposed to have consequences. You know, it's supposed to show the consequences. There is, you know, one is called a sinner, one is called praiseworthy, but it doesn't say what the consequence is. Okay? And by the way, the word gracious, according to the Ralbag, means supervises, which is a good explanation.
Supervises?
He supervises the poor.
Wow.
Okay?
Supervises.
By word gracious, means he supervises them, which we need clarification on that itself, supervising.
What's the
Hebrew
there, Rabbi?
Mechonein. Okay, now. And now, there is something called a Cree and a Ksiv. A Cree is the way it's read, and Ksiv, it's the way it's written. Okay? And it's written, Aniyim, poor. But however, it's read, Anavim, humble.
Is that why there's no vowels in it?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they have a little star on the top.
Circle.
A little star on the top or a circle on the top to point out that there is a difference the way the written and the reading are very different. And I don't know how we got that. I don't know if it was originally written that way, was passed down. I don't know how they came about. But however, there is usually a reason for the both. There must be some, they're telling me something by telling me both sides, okay? The reading and the writing, okay? So we have to explain that, okay? And the first thing is the difference between the first half and the second half is that in other words, you notice there's a slightly not a comparison because one is talking about friends and one is talking about strangers. Poor people, it has nothing to do with me. You understand? So he's saying there's some people that mock their friends. And there's some people that even are kind to people that are not their friends. Even. So when you read the verse, you have to read it like it's even. The mechonein is more than just nice to friends. He's not only nice to friends, but he's also nice to other people. Okay? Okay. The question that we have to deal with is what is the nature of a person that mocks his friend, and what is the nature of a person that is gracious to the poor? What is the nature of the person? The first step is that he can't have a relationship, okay? Now, so there has to be something about him that he cannot tolerate a relationship, and that is, I don't know if I could tell the exact, but let's say sometimes somebody has a bad self-image of himself. The only way he could build himself is by putting other people down. So therefore they mock their friends. But there might be different qualities like that. I'm not sure if there's only one quality. But there are different qualities where his needs are above all others. You see, his needs must come first. And the other people's needs have no meaning to him before his own needs, for whatever reason. Okay? So therefore, and if his need is to mock others, so then that's it. You could be a friend, you could be close, whatever. He'll still put you down. His needs come first. Okay? Now the question is, he was gracious. Okay? Okay. So the thing is the question is, what is his quality? That's what I think why we have the reading and the writing different. It says that he's gracious to humble people. Humble people don't need, they could take care of themselves. It's not that they're poor. It doesn't have to be poor humble. So the thing is that if he's gracious to the humble, so that shows that in other words, he relates to them via their personality. Now, to relate to a humble person via their personality, you must have that personality yourself. In other words, to recognize humility in another person, you must have humility in yourself. Because you have to be, many times people confuse a bad self-image and humility. It's not true. They have nothing to do with each other. We don't hold from a bad self-image. That is not healthy. Humility is simply where person recognizes reality and lives in line with reality. We'll clarify that in a minute or two, okay? Okay.
Wait.
How the pusa clarifies that. Okay. In other words, I have a relationship, I feel a kinship. By relationship, I feel a kinship by being gracious to, in other words, if I'm being gracious to the poor, so then it's because of their situation. Mm-hmm. So I'm gracious to them because they have a problem, so I have to help them. Okay? But however, being gracious to a humble person, he might not be poor. A humble person could be wealthy. You understand?
Right.
Humility is some type of recognition of reality, and this pasuk will give a particular type, okay?
Okay.
So the thing is that if he identifies, he recognizes in him not a bad self-image, but he recognizes that sense of truth and reality that this person has. So he's drawn to him because we both have the same quality.
That same quality of recognizing.
Of humility. We both have the same quality of humility, and I recognize it in another person. In other words, if I don't have humility, it's hard to recognize that I could mistake a bad self-image for humility. I could mistake other type of qualities for, you understand? But a person that has humility will recognize it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is the quality of humility? Okay, that this pasuk is talking about, he says he's gracious to the poor. So the Ralbach says that gracious means he supervises. Supervises means more than just being nice. Like I take care of them. I work with them. Like, you know, I try to help them according to their needs. I think of them. It's not only giving them money, it's working with them, inviting them to my house, even though, you know, they might be dressed poorly, they look poor, they don't know how to act at the table, you understand? But I still invite them to my house. What is that inviting? It means I recognize an identification with the all people. There's a certain humility, the pasuk is saying, that humility is where I have an identification with all people, and I relate to all people in this. I recognize and accept them for who and what they are. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, a janitor. The janitor is there. You know what I mean? Like a lowly person. You say, you know, you might say hello, but you don't really look at him. But humility means I really take the person into consideration. It doesn't matter where, what he is. You understand? He could be a janitor, he could be a poor person, whatever. He could be a lowly person. But I don't care. You know, I'll help him. As long as he's not evil, that's something else. In other words, they look down on people. People that look down on people, they don't even recognize them as a human.
They're in the first.
They're on a lower level. They're the ones that mock people, right? They mock their friend and things like that.
Okay.
But the other type recognizes that he identifies with all human beings. I would say a person of humility or a humble person, to him he's a friend. It's the difference. He's a friend to him. While to a poor person, he identifies with all human beings, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, that is the one that is gracious. That's why the Rabbah says he supervises. It's more than just being gracious. Supervises means he takes care of him. He deals with him in a person. He takes him personally and deals with him as an equal, like two human beings. Feeling sorry would be like looking down on a person. You don't feel sorry for people. You talk to them like you talk to people nicely, and that's it. Okay? It's a certain, but that person that has that quality is a friend of other people that have humility. He's a friend to them, but he identifies also with, even though friendship isn't identification, but I might identify with somebody, but I'm not friendly with him. I'm not his friend. You understand? It's a different level. So the people that are humble, the gracious person is a friend to. But the people of that are on a lower status, to them he's feels like an equal. Like you can't tell the difference. Like to him, all people are, like when you look at zebras, so when they run in a pack, you can't tell the difference. That's the way he looks at people. All people are the same, are equals.
I like that.
You understand? So so the thing is that yeah, they're all the same. So therefore, you accept evil, not evil. Evil, that's a different ballpark, okay? So how you deal with evil is a different problem, not our problem. Okay. So the question is, why does he just say one is a sinner and one is praiseworthy? Why don't you just say that there's some consequence? The answer is that the Pasuk is talking about the nature of these two people. In other words, there's certain people that their nature are so bad that they're self-destructive. It's hard to find one quality that they're going to destroy themselves. So the thing is, they just could say their nature. So the first half, he has so many consequences. You just got to say, this is a bad nature. His nature is self-destructive. You see, it will be self-destructive. While the second one, his nature that he's reached a level where he identifies with all people and he's a friend to those that are humble, that person will be, act correctly. In most cases, he will have a good life. I mean, people, human beings make mistakes, but the thing is, in general, he will have a good life, and he will be successful. Some commentaries tie 20 and 21 into one subject. The only thing is, I didn't, because I have two different subjects. In the first subject, in verse 20, we're talking about the fantasies of relationships. And here we're talking about the equality of relationship. You understand? Either I hold that people are equal or people are not equal to me. You understand? But in other words, they're pretty closely related, but I didn't learn it as one. Some commentaries do learn it as connected. And you know what I mean? It's very easy to learn it that way. But as I started analyzing each verse by itself, I found each one has a different subject. The verse 20, the subject is fantasies and relationship, while the subject of verse 21 is equality of relationships. So therefore, since I had two different subjects, I had to learn the verses separately.